an unemployed wife.
I couldn't see a man lose his house.
The neighbor she hardly knew.
How much money did you take from her?
$2,000 over a period of time.
And the fallout at home.
I cannot imagine, actually, your husband being happy about you giving anybody money.
I wasn't happy about it.
That's what I want to hear. That makes sense.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kimberly Wilson is suing her former friend, Aaron Canterbury, for a loan to help with his finances. Aaron claims Kimberly offered to give him the money.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 96 on the calendar, the matter of Wilson versus Canterbury.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, huh?
Ms. Wilson, would you explain to me, please, how you know Mr. Canterbury?
I was walking. Used to live with my son. Was walking daily for my back. Somebody yelled out. I walked up to their garage and introduced myself and became friends since.
Do you live close by?
It was about 2 blocks away at the time, yes, ma'am.
How long have you known Mr. Canterbury?
About April of last year.
Do you have any more than just a casual social relationship, neighbors? Or have you gone out for dinner? Have you gone
there? No, just hanging out pretty much at his house.
So far,
he's come to our house a couple times.
Yes, Your Honor.
Who do you live with?
I live by myself.
You own your home?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you owned your home?
3 years.
And who do you live with, Ms. Wilson?
My husband.
Who else?
That's it.
Tell me about this money that you claim Mr. Canterbury owes you.
My husband and I were looking to get a place of our own out of my son's house. We were going to get a loan. The only thing that I had was my truck, so I went to go get a title loan.
How long have you and your husband been living with your son?
We've been with him about 8 months.
So the only thing that you had was a title loan?
Yes, ma'am.
Was a title loan, so?
We were going to use the money to put towards a place for us to stay. And Aaron, his girlfriend's mother, was going through cancer again. And he was behind on bills. We offered to get part of the loan to give him, because she was going through hard times too. And he was carrying everything. So we offered to get a loan to help him with what he had to pay. And he agreed. And we got it for him and gave it to him.
So let me understand this. You had no money to have a place of your own, you and your husband. How long are you married?
We've been together since 1980, married since 84.
All right, so you've been together a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
And the only source of money that you had to get a place of your own required you to take a loan out on your vehicle.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is a truck, which you did. And from that money, you gave this casual acquaintance of yours, who you knew for a few months, money because his girlfriend's mother was having health issues. Am I understanding this right?
The actual reason behind it is because he was my friend. I felt he was a friend. Some people you meet, you like, you understand, you know.
You can
Some
meet and understand
don't.
A lot of people. How did your husband feel about you giving him money?
He was fine with what my decision was. I figured he needed help so he wouldn't lose his house.
That doesn't make sense. It's not true.
Who Ask him.
I'm a witness. He was not happy with it.
Who's not
Who
happy
are
with
you?
It?
I'm the witness to you. I'm the friend.
Yeah.
What friend?
To Miss Kimberly.
I didn't know her at all. The loan even happened before I met her.
I cannot imagine, madam, that your husband, does he work?
He's on disability.
And do you work?
I'm on SSI.
So you're both on some form of disability?
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot imagine, actually, your husband being happy about you giving anybody money.
I wasn't happy about it.
That's what I want to hear. That makes sense.
But I went on ahead and signed it anyways.
I couldn't see a man lose his house. That's just how I felt about it.
Well, what is his girlfriend's mother's illness have
because
to do with
Because he was going through hard times,
house?
And he was about to lose his house, and I felt that that wasn't
Why were you
right.
about to lose your house, sir?
I wasn't about to lose my house, Your Honor.
That was his story.
I wasn't about to lose my house at all. Matter of fact, she didn't loan me any money. She just said she'd give me the money.
And
as far as her witness goes, I don't know what she's got to do with it.
Just a second. What I want to understand from you is...
Yes, ma'am.
Why you took money from her?
If somebody's passing out money to you, would you take it?
No.
Well, I did. I mean,
well,
she's giving money.
Well, you're a fool.
She's giving money.
Then you're
right?
a fool. Yeah. If somebody comes along in a big truck that says good housekeeping, giving away $5 bills, and there are all kinds of bells and whistles going on, I suppose that I would say, maybe I'll get myself a $5 bill. But if somebody who you know is not living pretty high on the hog, says to you, you want some money? Want some money? What is wrong with you? Your husband's on disability. You're on SSI. You're living with your kid. You don't have enough money to get a place of your own. Why would you want to give me money? That doesn't sound right, unless you're a fool. Are you a fool?
No, ma'am.
Well, I mean, was her situation known to you like that then?
Yeah.
I mean,
you have something to add to this?
I
oh,
do.
I'd like to hear it.
I was just stating that.
Yes. Talk to me when you're
I was
you
just stating that. You know,
I don't want to hear from both of you. Now I'm just looking at him.
Well, her personal situation wasn't known to us. I work at the shop with Aaron, and I mean, it wasn't presented that way. We didn't know what her income was. We figured if someone had money to hand out like that, that they could, you know, they could handle it.
You're another fool.
Yes, ma'am. Must be.
You're another fool. I mean, if you saw her during the day hanging out, though, you knew she doesn't do one thing, which was work, right? Did you ever see her husband?
No, I never met the man.
Did you know she had a husband?
No, ma'am.
Did you?
Yeah, I knew, yes, ma'am. I knew she had a husband.
Just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
You knew she had a husband.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you know whether he worked?
No.
Did you know anything about him?
No.
Did you know if she worked?
No. Of course, she's at the shop all the time.
Well, if she was at the shop all the time, sir, then she couldn't have been employed.
Well, not everyone's an 8-to-5 person, Your Honor. Yeah. She could have worked a night shift somewhere.
She was prestigious all the time.
She could have.
Right.
She could have been a pole dancer someplace. Right?
Correct.
I mean, are you related to him?
No, ma'am.
Do you work with him?
Yes.
In what?
In an auto body, like a collision repair shop.
It's a garage in the back of his yard.
Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, we do collision repair.
Yeah,
and you do collision repairs in the backyard of his house.
Right.
Oh. Right. Which I assume is zoned for that.
Yeah, it's commercial.
Great.
It's commercial. It's not
terrific. Terrific. So, Mr. Canterbury.
Yes, ma'am.
How much money did you take from her?
$2,000 over a period of time. She gives you money.
I want you to tell me. $2,000 over what period of time,
I mean,
sir?
She gives you money all the time. Oh, just over
pay attention.
Time.
The first time you took money from
the $2,000 is that
$2,000 and when was that?
As the one we're talking about.
You know, look at me. If you say I don't know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe your genius partner knows.
Yeah, I don't remember. You know, genius.
Do you know?
It was around September. I'm not exactly sure.
September
of 2000.
Stop rustling your papers, Miss Wilson. It's irritating.
Sorry. September 2011 in that area.
And were you there when she brought the money?
I was there. For part of it, yes.
Well, I want you to tell me which part. I want you to be quiet.
Thank you.
You know, you're foolish enough.
Okay. When they're in the house discussing it, and she would talk about her.
Great, that's what I want.
Yes.
Your last name is?
Radcliffe.
Radcliffe.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to tell me about the discussion that you heard.
From what I was a witness to, they were on the couch in his house speaking about it. And
speaking about it?
Speaking about giving him some money to help him out with his situation.
What situation?
With the girlfriend's mother. You know, helping him with bills and stuff because he was...
With the girlfriend?
Well, that's
Radcliffe,
what I was trying to create.
Yes, look
ma'am.
At me.
Yes, ma'am.
Helping him out with the girlfriend's mother who had cancer.
With bills where, I guess, where he sacrificed his own personal money towards that to help him, you know, get compensated, you know, to pay bills and stuff.
Because his...
Because I guess he was helping his girlfriend and her mother with bills and, you know, expenses.
Because his girlfriend's mother had...
Cancer.
And this was what they were discussing on the...
On the couch inside of his house.
What else did you hear?
Just that she
did
was
did your girlfriend's mother survive?
No, she's passed
she's
away.
Gone.
Oh, yeah, well, then you had more bills. You must have had some funeral
no,
bills.
No, actually, it wasn't.
Go! I'm not finished.
Just discussed that she was going to give him $2,000 to help him out.
Great.
Yes.
Now you could sit.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're a very foolish lady, Miss Wilson. You're
I
a
find
very
that out
foolish
now.
Lady. Should have listened to your husband.
I should have, but.
Oh, you should have. Should have listened to your husband, but he's a scammer. He took advantage of you.
I've learned that over the last year.
He took advantage of you.
I've
seen
that.
The two of them. He listened in on it a little bit. But girlfriend's mother dying of cancer. I helped her out with her bills. Now I'm behind in my bills. I'm going to lose my house, and I'm going to lose my business, and I'm going to lose everything else. I'll tell you what else you're going to lose, Mr. Canterbury, $2,000. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
You find somebody that you think's a good person.
You want to advance into more than a friendship type thing.
You like him. You try to help him.
Sexually advances towards me.
He wishes.
Trying to kiss me, stuff like that nature.
He wishes.
It wasn't going that way for her. Then... Everything got to lawsuits.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Caraveo versus Hoskins. Step forward.
Christopher Caraveo is suing his ex-girlfriend, Robin Hoskins, for the return of a sentimental chest and the balance of an internet bill.
Miss Hoskins, I'm going to start with you. because I read your answer. And my concern with your answer was that you seem to feel that after you and the plaintiff separated, he engaged in a course of conduct that was, for want of a better term, harassment.
Correct.
And you have a counterclaim, in part at least, for that harassment, that you felt it necessary to apply for a protective order against him. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that was granted?
Correct.
One of the things that is at issue that he wants, that you have, is that chest. And let me understand the circumstances surrounding that chest. You had a daughter.
Correct.
Your daughter passed away. Mr. Caraveo was very fond of your daughter. That's what he says. He says he was fond of her. And he made that chest with his hands.
Correct.
You filled it with things that were your daughter's, I assume. But he made that chest with his hands. And when the two of you separated, you took the chest.
Correct.
He wants it back. Now, what I don't understand is why a woman who was in fear of someone, because that's what you told the police, that's what
Correct.
You told the court, would want anything that he made that was causing problems for him. I mean, if he has an unbalanced, if that's what you say, he's unbalanced, you explain to me, not just as a judge, but as a, what I think, reasonably thinking woman, why you would want that in your house.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's ridiculous for keeping it, and if she could have opted out by saying, here, take your box back, then I think she's a real nut. You would agree with that, right?
Sure, I'd rather make a nice bonfire out of it than give it back to me.
Listen, I agree with you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christopher Caraveo says ex-girlfriend Robin Hoskins won't return a wooden box he made in memory of her deceased daughter. He is also suing for an unpaid internet bill.
Your daughter didn't make it. She didn't participate in it. You didn't make it. You didn't participate in making it. It was made by someone that you want nothing to do with and who has been making your life unpleasant. So you now explain to me, with all those things that we know, why you want that chest in your house.
I'd like to explain there was multiple times that he and I split up. We weren't even living together when he made the box. On a yearly basis, he has made me something in memory of my daughter. And there's more of a sentimental and emotional attachment to it because I have kept everything in there, all the newspaper clippings from the accident, all the newspaper clippings from the case.
Why don't you put it in a different box? That you're still not answering my question. Put it in a different receptacle. Who are you?
I am her husband.
Make a box.
He intends to.
Make a box. Then you can put all the newspaper clippings in it. You don't have a box that her ex-boyfriend made, someone who she was intimate with, someone who she had a life with. Why would you want that in your house? It's ridiculous. It becomes even more ridiculous. Now you have a husband. I mean, it would be like my keeping memorabilia from my first husband in my house. My husband would tolerate that, like he would tolerate that for a second. Or would I tolerate that were the situation reversed? I just don't understand why you want that in your house.
Because I prefer to keep it. It was made as a gift and memorial to my daughter, irregardless of the emotional attachment or disgruntledness between the two of us. That has nothing to do with my daughter.
Very nice. When you made that box for her daughter, for her things, were the two of you together?
We were seeing each other on and off, yes.
What does that mean?
She was living in another place, but we were seeing each other dating at the time.
And when you made it for her, what did you do? Did you bring it to her house?
For her to store stuff, yes.
Did you bring it to her house?
Yes.
Listen to me. I think she's a ridiculous woman because I wouldn't want that box in my house for some bizarre reason. And with her husband's acquiescence, she wants to maintain that gift. And if you said to me we were together, living together, when her daughter died, and I made this box for us to keep things in of hers, I would say to her, not only are you being ridiculous, but he's getting his box back. Because you made it while you were living together as a couple. But you just told me you didn't. You were dating. You made the box. You brought it to her home. You left it at her home. It remained in her home. At some point, you got back and you started living together again. Then the box was in a home where you were living. But when you initially made it and gave it to her, You were not a couple.
But it was never a gift for her.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was. I don't believe, sir, that when you gave it to her, you said to her, I'm giving this for you to store in your house, but it is not a gift. It's mine. It's my box.
I never told her it was a gift.
You don't have to tell somebody it's a gift. When you bring somebody something to their home and you leave it there, it's a gift.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'd put my foot down if I were you. I would say to him, give it back to him. He wants it. Mm-hmm. Give it back to him.
Not a snowball's chance.
No, but, well, then let me explain something to you. You're as ridiculous as she is.
Thank you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christopher Caraveo says ex-girlfriend Robin Hoskins won't return a wooden box he made in memory of her deceased daughter. He is also suing for an unpaid internet bill.
Now, I want you to get over it. As I said to you, I think she's ridiculous for keeping it. I think that she's ridiculous for keeping it, and if in her mind you continue to make her life miserable, and she could have opted out very easily by saying, here, take your box back, then I think she's a real nut. You would agree with that, right?
Sure, I'd rather make a nice bonfire out of it than give it back to him.
Listen, I agree with you. I agree with you. I'd put my foot down if I were you, not be supportive of it. I would say to get rid of it. And not only do I want you to get rid of it, give it back to him. He wants it. Mm-hmm. Give it back to him.
Not a snowball's chance.
No, but, well, then let me explain something to you. You're as ridiculous as she is.
Thank you.
Ridiculous. He didn't make it as a bad thing. He made it as a thing to make her feel better. Put your hand down. And if he didn't make it for you to make you feel better, then I wouldn't have taken it into my house. Just because you're not a couple anymore doesn't mean that you didn't have a history together. And maybe it's the history together that you find objectionable, but if you'd like to make a bonfire out of it, instead of making a bonfire out of it, give it back to the man who made it. Ridiculous. Anyway, you can't have your box back. You made a gift of it to her. She wants to keep it. And she wants to keep it even though it's an annoying thing for you. I got it. Can't help you. I was going to help you, but I can't. Because when you were not together, you brought the box to her home. It's her box. Next, what else do you want?
Payment for an internet bill she agreed to pay.
Okay. Now, she agreed to pay the internet bill. That was a condition of you living together. She says she made arrangements with the landlord to pay the bill directly. Show me that you paid the bill.
I don't. The bill was not in my name.
I don't care if it's in your name or not.
I have my bank statement showing that I made payments to it.
Oh, fine. Up until when?
There's various ones here, and then other ones I paid cash on it.
I don't believe any cash.
All right.
I believe bank statements. If you pay one by a bank statement, you pay them all by
the
a bank statement.
The homeowner is here as his witness. He can attest to the fact that I did live up to my obligations to that agreement that I had with the homeowner.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
How much does she owe you for the internet bill?
$181.
Show me. On what date did you move out?
I moved out approximately January 15th to January 27th. I can't really recall what date it was.
Just 101.
Your Honor, my agreement was with the homeowner, not with Mr. Caraveo. He had nothing to do with that agreement. And that
show
agreement,
me that you paid him.
And that agreement was changed in December of 2011, Your
show
Honor.
Show me that you paid it.
The agreement was changed in 2011, December 2011, with the homeowner that I would not be responsible any longer from December on.
This is
on.
From December.
From December on, I would not be responsible for it.
You moved out in mid-January. You're responsible. 181. Are we done with you? What do you want?
I'd like him to pay his half of the rent that he never paid.
He's not paying for it. What else?
All right. And the harassment, the emotional turmoil that he's put me through with this.
We're done.
Okay.
$181, you can keep the chest. That's all.
Please excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Dog days in the neighborhood.
There he is, barking, trying to bite people.
Now his shocking solution.
Tell me about this device that you want to purchase.
It sends a small electrical shock to the animal.
Next Judge Judy.
I am probably crazy for wanting to keep the box.
Because her daughter was killed by a drunk driver and...
And I somewhat agree with my husband that
it's a rather unfortunate accident, and
I would rather bonfire it,
just to memorialize her because she was a good lady,
than have that vindictive individual
and her death affected me.
Get anything that has my lovely daughter's name on it,
just as much as the rest of them.
Apparently, it was made out of love, and in the end, it was tortured.
And I put a lot of heart and soul into it.
And used against me.
She turned out not to be the person that I really thought she was.
So I'd rather burn it than give it back to him.